Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. We continue today with Pastor Mike's teaching, the Tabernacle Prayer Guide, Part 2. This is a continuation of Pastor Mike Moore's teaching on Tabernacle Prayer. We had 200 people come out to learn more about prayer last Tuesday, and we will continue our meetings at 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights at the Grace Family Church Land O'Lakes campus for the next 3 Tuesday nights. If you're in the area, I would encourage you to come. Yesterday, we spoke about the gate and the brazen altar, both representing something different to help guide our prayers. Today, we press further into the tabernacle experience. 3. The laver of water. The priest would walk here and see the reflection of his own face. We walk up with bloody hands, and he washes us white as snow. The laver was a place of cleansing and reflection. It is a place of seeing oneself through the reflection of God's word and asking for mercy and help. At the laver, we recognize our need of purification and declare our desire to be like Jesus. One area is purifying my mind. Keep in mind the things that are above, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest and just, that are pure and lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is any praise, think on these things. Purify my ears. Let my ears hear your voice, Lord. John 10:5. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Purify my eyes, Lord. Keep my eyes from evil. Psalm 101:3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Purify my mouth, Lord. Keep my mouth from speaking evil. Purify my hands. Teach my hands to do your work and not be involved with evil. Psalms 144:1. Blessed be the Lord of my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Psalm 18:34. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Lord, purify my feet. Keep from going to wrong places, but let me go proclaiming your gospel. Proverbs 6:18. A heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief. Ephesians 6:15. And having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lord, purify my heart. Let my heart not be filled with evil motives and decisions. Proverbs 17:20. He that has a crooked heart finds no good, and he that has a perverse tongue falls into mischief. Create in me, Lord, a clean heart. Teach me to be like you, to represent the fruit of your Spirit. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Number 4, the lampstand. Once we have passed through the gate of praise and spent time at the altar of sacrifice and washed at the laver of cleansing, we are ready to enter behind the first veil into the tent of blessing. Every day a priest would come in to refill the lampstand with new oil. We need that every day, a fresh anointing for the day. We need the Holy Spirit to fill us up. With humility, it is easy to spend time here in prayer. The lampstand represents the Spirit of God. We need to ask God to bless us with the gifts of His Spirit. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we are filled with God's Spirit. But we must learn to walk in the Spirit. We need to pray in the Spirit. Isaiah 11:2, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." 1 Corinthians 14:1, "Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy." He speaks of the speaking gifts of tongues, or interpretation of tongues, or prophecy, the power gifts of miracles, or healing, or faith, the mind gifts of wisdom, of knowledge, of discerning. And finally, 2 Timothy 1:6, "Wherefore I put these in remembrance, that thou would stir up the gifts of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." Lord, help us as we dwell on the different parts of your tabernacle of old, that we can see with spirit eyes the correlation of the New Testament. Reveal to us that all of these reveal the new life and purpose that came to us through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. He sent his Holy Spirit to show us the way, to empower us, give us counsel, and divine strength for the journey. Help us to pray, Lord. Tomorrow we talk about the showbread and the altar of incense. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.